What's poppin', y'all? Welcome back. This is News from the Six, where we hit you with that real Toronto shit. And this is news for October 21st, 2021. Now, today we're going to be covering a news story from out of Montreal, where some gang members or alleged gang members have posted a video on Snapchat or a couple videos waving knives around, mocking the killing of a 16-year-old high school boy. Now, it's just a crazy, crazy story that's going on over there in Montreal. And right now, Montreal has been getting super serious with the whole murder scene out there. The crime rate has been rising. There's been a lot of stabbings as well as shootings going on. There's been a lot of gang war going on, especially in the East End and the North End. And right now, it's been hitting now in NDG as well as Côte de Neige with a brewing gang war that's been going on between two gangs, between Côte de Neige and NDG. Now, there was a video that was posted on Snapchat with some drill music playing in the background of one of the groups from out there in Montreal. And in this video, they were waving a knife around, and there was a caption across the video saying, "Pick your man up." Now, I want to give an RIP and a big condolences to the family of Janae Dopwell Bailey, or Janae Dopwell Bailey, and my apologies if I'm messing up your name in any way. I found an article here via citytvnews.ca, as well as a really, really dope video that you can find on Hood TV 416 that covers the whole story in depth as well. And in the article, it says here, I'll read a little bit of the article. It says, Janae Dopwell Bailey was fatally stabbed in the parking lot of his Côte de Neige school on Monday around 3 p.m. Montreal police said at about 8:45 p.m. that he had died from a serious stab wound to his upper body after an incident outside of an alternative school called Programme Mile End, located in the basement of another school, Coronation Elementary, on Van Horn Avenue. Now, Van Horn Avenue, that's over there in Côte de Neige, in the West End, or towards the West End of Montreal. Now, there's two different videos that the article describes here as well. And also in the article, it says a video on Snapchat and Instagram have appeared online following the boy's death, mocking him and displaying violent images. In one video, a masked man appears to hold a knife while addressing the victim, whose nickname was Twizzy. Now, there's also been a whole outpouring of comments and different things, you know, condolences towards the family. The incident happened at the high school early in the morning on Monday morning, and like, there was a whole bunch of people that they said was on the scene while it was going down. You know, there was an argument that happened between the two groups of people, and it was said that you know, there was witnesses on the scene, but obviously, you know, nobody's going to be on some snitching shit. But, you know, this is also a high school, so there was mad surveillance and a whole bunch of different cameras all over the place that could have caught this, on top of the fact that these guys posted on social media. Don't get me wrong, they had masks on social media, but, you know, it's leading us towards where I'm going to be getting to when I give my my reaction to this. So now, in another video, a man is, and it reads here from the article, and this is an article via Montreal citytvnews.ca, okay, or ctvnews.ca. Now, it also reads here, another video, a man holds a bottle of liquor while smoking an e-cigarette with a song playing in the background that includes lyrics saying, "Fuck your homie dead." Montreal police said Wednesday they are aware that the video exists, but said they can't say if the men depicted them are implicated in the homicide. No arrests have been made in the case. Now, there's been a lot of social media love, like I've been saying, you know, a lot of people who've been reaching out to the family via Facebook post, Instagram post, a whole bunch of different places where they can get onto the family, besides the people who can get onto them directly. One of the posts said, you know, no mother should have to experience this. Right now, me being originally from Montreal, I know both areas well. You know, I came up in Montreal, and my first experiences even with street life and, like, you know, getting into the drug scene is from being in NDG. So I know NDG can get pretty rough. Both areas, both predominantly English areas, and, you know, don't get me wrong, I haven't lived in that area in a really, really, really long time. So I'm not aware of the way that the gang violence has risen. But when I was around there back in the 90s and stuff, we didn't have gangs, we didn't have Bloods and Crips and different things like that. But right now, it's been, you know, a lot of these younger guys who are coming up in the scene now, they're heavily influenced by gang culture, whether it's being Bloods or Crips, you know, representing different sets, being, you know, really influenced by the UK drill scene, as well as the Brooklyn drill scene, the Chicago drill scene. You know, the music is starting to really sound like it. Guys are starting to get at each other on their music. And I want to send a big salute to some of our people who watch us from Montreal and listen to us from Montreal as well, because we didn't cover this story on the podcast this week. However, I got a few DMs from some Montreal supporters who are like, yo, you really got to cover this story on the podcast or on the network somewhere, right? So I wanted to make sure that we covered this story here because, you know, Montreal, I feel like it's been living in the shadow of Toronto for a really long time, with Toronto being the main spotlight when it comes to the Canadian scene and with the music scene and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of times people will look to Toronto as far as like even the hood shit, right? You know, we got really notorious areas out here like Regent Park and Jane and Finch and all these different areas that people talk about all the time. But Montreal, a lot of people don't realize that Montreal really gets it in. The proximity to New York City is super close. It's about a 6 to 8 hour drive to New York. You could really get there in maybe about 5 hours if you really drive at a pretty rapid pace, not even over 140 kilometers per hour. You can get to New York City, in the middle of New York City, in about 5 hours and a half, let's say. Okay, so, you know, there's always been a high influx of guns that used to even come from New York over into Montreal. You know, Montreal is a port city. So with a port city, you know, and I feel this is like really public information, when it comes to port cities, there's a lot of organized crime influence that goes around that, because when there's ports, that means there's imports, and when there's imports, that means there's a lot of fucking drugs. Alright, so I know that Hell's Angels and Rock Machine and all these different guys were the guys who were really in control of Montreal. It wasn't as much of a free-for-all as it seems now with all these different gangs. And from my knowledge from back in the days, and let me even re-emphasize, this is from back in the days, you know, you really couldn't really control too much territory unless somewhere up the ladder you were part of some kind of organized crime. And you know, a lot of these young guys, the black guys that are out there doing their thing, the street thugs, as they want to call them, these guys were just like expendable shooters for the more organized crime factions like the Rock Machine or the Hell's Angels or all the different Italian mobs that are out there, right? But now it seems and I'm just talking from my outside view, that things have kind of changed. There seems to be a power shift that's going on in Montreal, and these guys are really getting it in. They're fighting for territory as well as a whole bunch of other things that are probably not even as important. And, you know, social media is really starting to make a play in this right here. You know, we have the big incident that went down over here with the big arrest of Top 5, and how they're saying that the LAPD as well as the Toronto police were using social media posts to aid in the arrest of Top 5, as well as the arrest of the five murderers or the alleged murderers of FB Duck. So it's becoming a thing where they're starting to use all these different social media posts to try to make their arrest. Okay, so now with this video that's going on right now with these young guys in their masks and they're going crazy with music in the background, there's a new music video out right now with the same music that was playing in the background that I'll put in the video that I do for the YouTube for this. I'll make sure that you guys can see that. But it's getting really crazy where people are doing brazen killings and like claiming responsibility like Al-Qaeda or something in their Instagram and Snapchat post. So I just wanted to cover that story right there. And there's not two new stories that we have for today. I just wanted to try to get one quick news story in. Make sure to tap into the full episode of the We Love Hip Hop podcast, episode 244. Dude, we got a really dope interview with Charmaine in the audio. And you know, the video is up on YouTube right now. It's a whole 3 hour and 6 minute audio that's available on all the listening platforms. Okay, so right after you finish listening to this news story, if you haven't got a chance to take in the podcast, go take that in right now. Make sure to follow me on all my social media platforms at Friday Ricky Dread. That's D-R-E-D. And for everything else We Love Hip Hop related, hit us up on our website, welovehiphop.ca. And if you want to book some space to do any type of work, any type of creative work, as well as events or any type of pop-up shops or any type of things like that, hit us up at our studios over here, the Visionary Art Center on Instagram, Visionary Art Center. This is News from the Six, where we hit you with that real Toronto shit. And I'm off this. Deuces.